Good morning. It's March 3rd. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Apparent Wind. The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change. The realist adjusts the sails. William Arthur Ward. There is a phenomenon with which all sailors are familiar called the apparent wind. The word apparent means plainly visible, evident, obvious, or palpable. Now, the first reaction of a non-sailor might be, if you see and feel evidence of the wind, isn't the apparent wind the same thing as the true wind? Well, it is, if you're motionless. But sailboats, being sailboats, are usually moving if there is any wind, and only motionless when there isn't. That means that when you are in a moving sailboat, some of those confusing mathematical concepts that come out of Einstein's theory of relativity come into play. For example, let's say you are heading into the wind, which of course you can't really do in a sailboat. If you head directly into the wind, the air pressure on either side of your sails is the same, and, well, you don't move. So heading into the wind for a sailor usually means about 30 degrees off the wind to one side or the other. If your objective is upwind, then you have to zigzag back and forth, which is called beating. The boat will heel or lean more and more as the wind increases. Real sailors like the thrill for a while. If the wind and or current is very strong, there is significant side slip, and you make very little progress over time. In order to make the boat go forward efficiently at 30 degrees off the wind, you have to pull the sails in close to the axis of the hull. We call that close-hauled, because the sheets, which are the lines that control the sail's lateral movement, are hauled in tight. With this sail set, the wind is more or less constantly in your face. Now, without getting too hung up on vectors, realize that the motion of the boat cutting into the air creates its own wind. On land, if you go from standing still to jogging, you can feel this artificially created wind on your face. Same thing in a sailboat. Roughly speaking, if the actual wind is 10 knots and your boat is moving into or nearly into it at 6 knots, then the apparent wind you feel on your face is 16 knots, right? Now let's say you're sailing away from the wind or downwind. Your sails are out at right angles to the axis of the hull, i.e. the opposite of close-hauled. The wind is coming now from behind you at 10 knots, but you are moving away from the wind at 6 knots. Now the mass is different, and so is the sensation. The apparent wind is only 4 knots, not 16 knots. That's a four-fold difference in movement sensation, even though the boat is still going 6 knots and the actual wind speed is still 10 knots. Although you feel like you are going slower, you are actually moving through the water at the same speed. If your objective is downwind, you can run straight at it with no zigzagging, so even though your boat speed is the same, you get there much quicker. I'll bet you can see the lesson in here without me even telling you. How one experiences a given circumstance depends largely on one's perspective. If you encounter a major setback at work, or in your health, or in your marriage, or in raising your kids, or in any number of life events, then you might well view that setback as a deal breaker, as insurmountable, as the straw that breaks the camel's back. That can lead to anger, discouragement, depression, and a downward spiral, from which it is extremely difficult to recover. It's like you're close-hauled, heeling all the time, cold spray and wind in your face, muscles taut on the sheet and helm, zigzagging over and over, yet making very little progress. But what if you see the setback in the light of faith in God's providential plan for your life? Not in a Pollyanna way, you may still be suffering, but looking at it from your Savior's perspective, if He's the one that puts the wind in your sails and the one who floats your boat, then you can rest easy. He's got you. He knows your true destination, even if you don't. Adjust your sails, as Mr. Ward says. You may need to just go with the flow for a while. Let your sails out and head downwind for a bit. Relax your muscles, rest your mind, and get your balance back. When things are coming apart, you may need to take a new direction, a new strategy, or maybe only take a break. When something isn't working, you try something different, right? You may have to try it the boss's way for a while. You may have to swallow your pride and apologize to your coworker, spouse, child, whomever, even if you think you were in the right. You may need to forgive someone who you've just never been able to bring yourself to forgive. Even with the same wind direction and speed, i.e. the same circumstances, if you keep your eyes fixed on the cross, it will feel different. It will feel a lot closer to being on that path toward peace. And who knows, maybe the wind direction will change shortly, and you'll find yourself sailing straight downwind to your objective after all. A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How can anyone understand their own way? Proverbs 20:24. Father, we know that faith doesn't lead to an easy life. It only leads to an abundant life, with all its ups and downs. Help us to remember that man makes plans, but our steps are directed by the Lord. Sometimes we need to look at our situation in a different way, adjust our sails, and rest secure in the knowledge that you both know our destination and how we are to get there. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.